Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Happy couple that isn't here.
Nope, not here.
We have a serious, serious problem with attendance in the show here lately.
It seems they're like having a rough day.
Sickness, rough day.
Brand new car breaking down.
I'm telling you. Telling you, boys. Well, our Hot Rod and Happy Couple's not here this week, but you know who is here? Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
I'm rusty, man. It's been a couple weeks.
I'm telling you.
What is going on to our partners over in London, England?
That's what I'm saying. Holding it down.
Across the pond.
What I'm saying. Woot. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right. So, you know, I got hot rodding across the pond 101 this past week. I've been in London for the last 5 days. I actually flew in last night. I got in at 4:45 in the morning.
You're a trooper, man.
Like, I'm fresh. Yeah, you talk about I'm out because I had a bad day. I'm out because I haven't slept in a week, and I'm still here. That's dedication.
It is dedication.
That is, man.
I'm serious. That's how I roll. I mean, I quit school in the third grade because we had recess.
The show goes on.
I'm telling you, son. Man, we had a great time in American Speed Fest, though. And I want to give a quick shout-out to everybody that attended American Speed Fest. We had almost 20,000 spectators at American Speed Fest.
That's amazing.
The show was phenomenal. The racing was on the edge of your seat virtually the entire time. And, you know, I want to thank everyone for being so nice and so welcoming. That was my very first time across the pond, and I absolutely loved it. And I cannot wait to see all you guys next year. I mean, that was an epic event. Like, literally, like, it's still running together. I mean, because, like, hell, I ain't been here but a few hours. But you know what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it was a epic event. I mean, Richard and the guys at Brands Hatch Speedway, where they host the event, it literally was like a well-oiled machine. I mean, I host and work with a lot of events all across, you know, the Southeast and, you know, everywhere. And I want to tell you something. This thing was run like it was on rails. I mean, the racing action, you know, I got to work with some commentators that were truly great at what they do. Like, I mean, I've got a little voice on me, and, you know, and I can talk the game just as much as the next guy. But these guys, like, live and breathe racing. Like, we had some great commentators I got to work with, and we're going to get into that here a little bit in the show. And we're going to talk about hot rodding across the pond because I learned a lot about it. I learned a lot about the UK, period, and I had a blast. And then, of course, I got to give a huge shout-out to my buddy Sam Hart at Hard Up Garage. I want to tell you something. You know, I met Sam about 5 years ago at Vegas, and Sam, me and him just hit it off. And Sam, like we're instantly, like, Thunder buddies. Like, you know, Sam's that guy that you can't get mad at him because every time he sees you, you legend. I mean, you just can't help but smile. I mean, this guy is literally on fire 24/7. And he took me out for my very first night.
He made you feel at home.
My very first day and night in London. And I'm going to tell you something. I got a crash course, like, tour guide driving around London. We got pulled over by the cops. I got a great story with that one, too. Got pulled over by the cops. He took us out bar hopping. I mean, I've seen it all. I've been to casinos. And I did all this in a matter of about 10 hours. Buckingham Palace, changing of the guard, you know, going over the Tower Bridge, everything.
That's a pretty broad stretch.
I mean, literally. Yeah. And I even, in that span, went to his garage.
You guys had to have been on the move.
We stayed on the move. If it wasn't for coffee and just constant talking, I probably would have fell asleep. But the thing that was crazy was, I mean, we went to his garage. He got to show me some of his rides up close and personal, not just pictures on Facebook or social media. I'm talking about like there in his garage. We actually filmed some for his YouTube channel. We filmed some for his buddy's YouTube channel. I even hung out with the member of a boy band while I was there.
A boy band.
No, it wasn't New Kids. I know Josh would have been all fangirling, but no, it wasn't.
Was it Menudo?
No, it wasn't Menudo either.
I'm out of ideas.
But anyway, we'll get into that too. But I mean, like, Sam Hard parties hard, and he knows everybody. And he's the go-to guy in the hot rodding biz and over there. And I mean, this guy's got Dom's 70 Charger from the Fast and Furious.
Really?
He's got, well, one of them. Yeah. And he's building it. This car, and me and Sam, you know, we talk damn near daily online and, you know, whatnot. And he'll call me up, and I don't even have Sam's number saved in my phone. You know how I know when Sam Hart calls? Because his phone number has 37 damn digits in it. That's why. No one's calling me from Timbuktu but Sam Hart. And Sam Hart calls me up, "Hey, you legend, let me tell you this." Okay, so you got to understand, you know, stock cars don't grow on trees, and 70 Chargers sure as hell don't grow on trees on that side of the world. He's got both of those there, and he's taking this 70 Charger that with the fake blower on the hood, and this car was actually electric, and it was used for a stage show after it was used with the Fast and Furious.
So it didn't have to run on fuel?
Right, so it could be run in a building. Yeah. It would actually stand up and pop a wheelie, and it smoke out from under the bottom of it, and it was all electric. It actually had a Tesla battery pack in it.
Huh.
So Sam, what'd he do, like any hot rodder with this electric cars? He cut all that crap out of it.
And fixed it.
He took one of Carl Edwards' stock cars, and he's mating the two together. So now we have a 70 Charger and a NASCAR car that he took, cut the frame in half, widened it and lengthened it 6 inches to make it the correct wheelbase. And now he has a 70 Charger sitting on a 2012 NASCAR frame.
Now we're talking.
That's my buddy.
That's bad.
With an aluminum head small block Chevrolet in it.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he wanted to run.
Well, it had an electric motor before. So.
Exactly. I mean, you know what I mean. But this is a real Charger. Like, this is a real Charger. And they cut this thing, and it had, like, this mechanism under it that would raise up, and it made motor sounds.
That's crazy.
And the car's gorgeous, you know, but it was like, rrr. It's like one of them animatronic dinosaurs. Roar! I'm Hot Rodosaurus! You know? But, I mean, it was like, but it was so cool, though, because, and he did like any true hot rodder would. Like, that's what I love about this hobby, is we all, I mean, he talks a little funny, but we all think the same. You know? So, it's like, you know, it's like, what do? You whack that crap out of there. Every bit of it. You take all that electric witchcraft, voodoo crap out, and you put fossil fuel burning power back in it. God bless America. And that's what he did. And he built a hell of a car. I mean, and this car's going to be at SEMA this year.
That thing will handle too, I guarantee you.
And I mean, so it's sitting on an autocross chassis. This thing, four-wheel wheelwoods all the way around. NASCAR slicks all the way around on it right now. I mean, this thing is insane. Under your Dodge Charger. Can I get an amen?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm with you. You can get a Hail Mary.
I mean, you know what I mean. And so he's gonna put it all back slick black. And it's just gonna be the slick back black, you know, Charger. But it's going to be sitting low and down on this
kind of pro touring to the extreme.
Does it still have the fake Hemi on top?
No. God, we're gonna lose that part.
Good.
But I mean, that's insane.
That just made up for a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the fake blower. That hurts me.
Yeah, that's
The only thing that I like with a fake wheel, remember the Bigfoot Power Wheels? That's the only thing that it's okay.
You know what? It's fake, though, because that was electric.
Exactly. And it's make-believe. That's why. And so he's building this cool car, though. And we're going to talk about it a little more here in the next segment. So we got a lot more coming on right here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking about hot rodding around the world right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most and your tour guide through the UK today. I'm like a poet and didn't know it.
Listen to you.
I can make a rhyme anytime.
Oh, my God.
It's like the oldest crap in the book. But anyway, so we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru. I know him as Richard Hoskins. You know him as the professor.
What is happening to our listeners in Longwood, Wales?
You know, it's one town I don't think we went through. I might have been asleep if we did.
You may have, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You were everywhere, so you might have been occupied.
Yeah, really. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, you know, I mean, that was the thing, dude. I mean, I've seen so much stuff.
Hey, Rob, take us through this. So, when you left here on a plane, take us on your whole
little
journey.
Well, you know, so I flew out, you know, and that's the thing. Like, everybody wants to ask you about a trip. I'll be honest with you, some of the most exciting stuff happened on the way. All right. So, of course, you know, I go to, I fly out of Greenville-Spartanburg Airport. You know, we got an international port here in the big Greenville, South Carolina. And that's kind of cool, you know. So, heck, I show up at the airport a little early. You know, we got a great little restaurant in the airport. And I said, shoot, it's right across the gate. I'm an hour early. Man, I'll grab me a sandwich. You know, it's cool. I ate a Cuban in the airport. So, I'm sitting there eating my Cuban sandwich. And next thing you know, I have a guy tap me on the shoulder. Now, keep in mind, I haven't traveled a mile yet. I'm eating one big bite into a Cuban sandwich. And I get tapped on the shoulder. So I turn around, Cuban in the mouth. What's up, man? What's going on? He goes, dude, I love your videos, man. I just had to say hey. and you know, and then I'm like, oh, well, thanks for watching. And then he sits down beside me as I eat my Cuban sandwich. And we talk about, you know, the porn star Camaro and the meth bust mini truck and, you know, Ed Bullion, if he's really that cool in person, yeah, he is, and just everything. So he finally gets up. Well, I'm about halfway through my Cuban sandwich. No big deal. I always love talking to my YouTube fans and all that stuff. We always have fun with that. And so he gets up, and I took a picture and tagged myself at the airport. And, you know, something witty. I don't remember what I typed now. Then next thing you know, as I was finishing up my sandwich, I paid the bill, and I had a guy walk up to me that worked at the airport. And he goes, dude, man, I love your videos, man. I'm like, what's going on? So I stood there and talked to him. So guess what? Needless to say, when I was done talking to him, I had to run to catch my plane. So I get on the plane, and I flew from Greenville to Washington, D.C. And so I flew out of Dulles, you know, and, of course, right across the Atlantic Ocean.
Just jumped over the Atlantic Ocean?
Well, it was a little more jump. And, you know, it's like an 11.5-hour flight. Leaving Dulles. So anyway, we get on the plane, and, you know, luckily, you know, I lucked out all the way around. You know, I have flew a lot in my life, so I've found that it's really nice to be super, super friendly to everybody that works at the airport. So, like, the lady you get your ticket from and all that, and you ask her nicely, like, hey, is there any good seats there, you know, or anything like that? And she said, well, luckily, she said, we got some first-class seats. I said, really? I said, how much is it going to cost me to upgrade, you know? And she told me it wasn't that bad. I said, you know what? Let's upgrade. So, which was a little connector plane going to D.C., so that wasn't that big a deal. But when I got to D.C., I got on the big plane, and I got in a big boy chair, and I got my recliner, and I set it back, and I had my TV in front of me. And
you meet the nicest people in first class.
I met some really nice people. I actually met a husband and a wife that were flying to London, you know, for their first time, and they had a guy, in front of me that we were walking around. We got some drinks and we were talking. And he's a software designer, and they told me what, and I told him what I did, and it's more like what I don't do, because it takes about 20 minutes to tell somebody what I do for a living. And they were all like, wow, and all that stuff. And the next thing you know, you start seeing things pop up on the monitors. Well, you got Wi-Fi on the plane in first class, and you see things popping up on the monitors. And next thing you know, I hear my voice. Next thing you know, people are watching my YouTube videos. So here we are in first class, and I have to start explaining things to people, like who the porn star was, and you know, in the plane. I noticed a common problem here, so I need to learn to just stop saying that. Because, you know, if you type in, like, R-O on YouTube search, it pulls up Rob Pitts instantly. So that's, you know, kind of goes with the whole 13 million view thing. And so we're sitting there, and I get about 10 hours of that. Or about 8 hours of that. So keep in mind, now we're over the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, you know, so it's not like we can stick that puppy down anywhere anytime soon. And I'm really weird about sleeping on a plane. That's just something I can't do. No matter how comfortable I get, there were some great movies on there. You know, sat down and watched some good movies. You know, and I mean, burning time and just relaxed and laid back. Had my pillow, my blanket, eating a piece of pie. It was great, you know.
Have you tried having about 4 drinks?
Actually, I had 2, and it still didn't help.
Okay.
So anyway, and I just don't sleep on a plane. That's something that's hard for me to do. Well, I finally started kind of dozing off. You know, we got about 2.5 hours left to fly in. I said, shoot, catch me a little cat nap. Now, keep in mind, I'm flying in. We flew basically overnight, so I'm flying in London about 8 o'clock in the morning. So, and this will be Thursday. I left on Wednesday. And, so like I said, about 2 hours. I mean, I literally just kind of reclined back, you know, had my feet up, and I'm just like, just started dozing off. Bing! It's the captain speaking. Is there a doctor on the plane? I crap you not. And of course, when he said that, obviously people start looking around. Well, obviously you can only look so far back in first class. I feel like such a snob when I say it like that.
But you didn't see anyone sick, so.
Yeah, well, so I turned around and continued watching my movie and drinking my mocha. And so anyway, I turned around. Next thing you know, this older gentleman in first class stands up and he says, I'm a doctor. And he walks to the back. And next thing you know, so everybody starts shuffling around. This is a long flight. People get up, walk around, or whatever. It's a huge jet. I don't know what kind of plane it is before anybody asks me. I'm not that guy. But I don't keep up with that. As long as the damn thing's in there, I'm happy. And so I mean, it could be a damn Hyundai for all I care. I don't care. Anyway, as long as it ain't Subaru, you know, we're golden.
Not flying.
So anyway, next thing you know, I see him standing, the doctor guy, this older guy, standing up with this older gentleman on the plane. He's having a heart attack on the plane. So the doctors kind of talked to him, and there's really not a whole lot he can do, and he was alive when we landed, and he came off the plane. They picked him up in a wheelchair, and he came off the plane. He died shortly after, and I found that out. The only reason I found that out is actually I had somebody send me a message like, oh, my God, Rob, did you hear about the guy that died on the plane flying into London? We were scared. It was on your flight. I said he was. Stay tuned, guys. We got a lot more stories. We got commercial breaks coming up right and left. I done gotten a good BS in session. Now I got to stop again.
You did.
All right, guys. Stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on in Kingston, United Kingdom?
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
So, you know, where did we leave off at?
You were getting off the plane. Well, one guy got off in bad shape, and you got off in good shape, I guess.
Yeah, I did get off in pretty good shape. Pretty good shape. I mean, I wasn't in the best shape. I kind of had indigestion a little bit.
Oh, from all them frappuccinos and mochas and
well, it just didn't agree with me. I mean, I was all right once I got off the plane a little ways. So anyway, so now I get off the plane, I go through customs and all that stuff, and you know, go through that, you know, and Heathrow Airport is absolutely massive. It's huge, you know, and we're going through all this stuff and all these escalators going down to another escalator and all this stuff. And so we finally get out to the floor. And now keep in mind, I know no one here. I know no one with Speedfest. I know all I know is someone's picking me up. And you know, and I was told he was a redheaded chap. So I mean, you know, so I'm keeping my eyes peeled for a ginger in the airport, and I'm walking through, and I'm walking down, and I'm coming down the escalator, and I see this guy holding a sign.
Said announcer dude.
Rob Pitts, commentator dude. And I'm like, that's the coolest thing ever. So like rock star status, I'm like, come on, Skippy, let's ride. And so we walk out of the parking lot, and we get into a BMW 5 Series station wagon track car.
What do they call it? Estates.
Yeah.
Estates.
And it's all lettered up, you know, official course car for Brands Hatch Speedway. I mean, it's like riding around in a race car at the airport. And we get in this thing, and the first thing I do is get in on the passenger side.
Oops.
He says, oh, you're driving? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And I walked around, got in on the
I would have had
the left side, and first mistake. So we get in the car, and we're riding around. I'm keeping my eyes, I'm exhausted at this point. I haven't closed my eyes since 2 o'clock the morning or the day before. Or I haven't closed my eyes since – actually, 8 o'clock the morning before when I woke up. So now I've been up a full 24 hours at this point. So we're riding. It's about a two-hour ride to Brands Hatch. My phone's blowing up. This 10-digit phone number keeps calling me. Where you at, mate? I'm like, I'm on my way to the hotel. He says, we're here waiting on you. Awesome. 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 So we get to the hotel, and a beautiful hotel right there at Brands Hatch. I mean, literally a stone's throw from the gates. We pull in, and they said, well, Mr. Pitts, your room's not ready yet. They said, when we're ready at 1 o'clock, we can check your bags, and we can go ahead and stick them up in your room, and you can come back here in a little bit, and we'll have your room ready. And Sam was like, no maid of mine's waiting for the room. And he grabs my bags and runs out into the parking lot. So I follow him out of the parking lot. You know, the guy that dropped me off, you know, I'm kind of on my own, really not much to do, just kind of situate myself for the day. So I follow Sam out into the parking lot, and there's a convertible Saab sitting there. And a late model, you know, convertible Saab. And Saabs over there are kind of like Chevrolets here in the U.S. You know, they're everywhere. And so he throws my bags in the back of this Saab, got the top down. He says, hop in, you legend. So we take off back to London, where we just came from. And he's telling me all about it, and we're catching up, and it's all the small talk and all this stuff. How was your flight? And I explained that to him, and you know, he said, oh, my goodness, and all this stuff. And we're just having a blast, you know, riding down the road. And so we stopped and get a cup of coffee. That helped a lot. So we're riding around. He said, I'm going to show you London. And we rode through everywhere. Well, Sam's like, hey, we need to do a little recording. So next thing you know, his guy pulls over that's driving the car. Me and Sam are sitting in the back seat of this Saab. And his guy pulls over. Next thing you know, GoPros come out. We get mic'd up. Keep in mind, now, at this point, I've been up for 26 hours.
He's still hasn't slept.
And they're clipping mics to me. We're putting cameras all over the car. We've got the vent windows and the corner windows are rolled up. We have cameras going from both sides there. We have a camera on the front of the car. We have a camera pointing on the back side of the windshield back at us. So we got like four angles going at once. And then the guy's got a 4K camera in his hand just doing like just wild shots all over the place as we ride through London. And they're pointing out all these, you know, landmarks. And we saw the changing of the guard. And then it's like, and here. And a manual transmission Saab, keep in mind. This guy's driving a stick on the wrong side of the road, holding a camera, and telling me about all these landmarks. And here I am, as nervous as a hooker in Sunday service without a songbook, and sleep-deprived on top of it. You wouldn't have to worry about me falling asleep, that's for sure. And with the wind blowing in my hair at 70 miles an hour, riding around London. So we're riding around, and we hadn't been in London 20 minutes. And I was talking to Sam, I said, damn, the heat's pretty bad out here in London. There's cops everywhere. And all these cops are riding around like these transit vans, little transit vans riding around everywhere. And I told him, man, the fuzz is bad out here. And he said, yeah, they're everywhere around here. You know, this is London. This is where everything goes down, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, well, man, You know, I was like, so they don't give you any hard time? He said, they don't mess with us. Soon as he said that. Soon as he said it. Keep in mind, cameraman's got a camera out. Cameras all over the car, top down. And, boom, we get pulled over. Cop pulls up literally right behind us. Instantly when he said that. We get pulled over. I've not been in London 20 minutes and pulled over. Cops get out of the car. They go, what are you gentlemen filming?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Then Sam takes over and proceeds to start talking. Well, they get the driver's license and his information or whatever, and they start talking about that. And this is Carl driving the car, and Carl's a super cool guy. Carl's got a really cool YouTube page you guys need to check out. It's called Torque American. And this guy is a diehard car guy, and he actually has a 70 Charger himself. So we're riding around, and he was the best tour guide ever. Like, I learned more about London than I ever knew in 30 minutes. And so we're pulled over, and there's two London cops are there, and they're walking around the car, and they're asking him his information. And they ask what we're filming. So I said, we're filming a documentary. He said, maybe you know my friend right here. He turns around, and he goes, he's an American. And then he looks, he goes, you're Rabbit. Yep, it's me. So the cops are like, hey, it's cool. You know, you got to be careful filming around some of these things, especially with that big camera to the driver, Carl. And he said, you know, the GoPros or whatever. But he said, you know, can we keep the movie camera down while driving through London? And then the cop said, can we ask one more thing of you? And Sam says, of course. What would you like? He said, can we get a picture with Rabbit? So I get out of the car. I take a picture. And I keep on. They're filming this the whole time. And of course, they asked me who the porn star was. And... everybody. That's like the one thing that everybody wants to know. That's the first question I get at. That and where the meth bus mini's at.
It's a fair question.
It is, I guess. You know, maybe because I lived it, it's not that big of a deal. But anyway, so here I am. I take some pictures with the cops, and I get back in the car, rolling on about 27 hours of no sleep at this point. We're riding around, and Sam's like, you know what would be epic? Me and you riding around eating fish and chips through London filming. So we decided to stop and get fish and chips in London, in the back of a Saab, filming, mic'd up, riding around. And so we did that, and we had a blast. And people, at this point, like, we're riding down, like, Tower Bridge. And we're riding down Tower Bridge, and next thing you know, like, people were cheering at us. And then what it is fans of Sam that know him from all his stuff over there. And, like, they're cheering him on. And, like, I mean, like, we're going down the bridge. Like, people are hooting and hollering and stuff in this car. So we do our little tour through London. We're in London for another hour or so riding around. I got to see some great sights. And it was absolutely beautiful. London's a gorgeous old town. Yeah. So we did that. Sam's like, I want to show you my garage. Well, the only problem is, keep in mind, Brands Hatch is about an hour from the beach. Sam's shop is about 30 minutes from the beach, the other side of the UK. So we drive 2 hours the other way past London, further from Brands Hatch. So we drive across all this stuff, and we go to where Sam's garage is at. And Sam's got a really cool garage. It's like an old school, like cobblestone building. It's so neat. It almost looks like a subway tunnel with garage doors on it. I love how it's set up. You know, he's got lifts in there. He starts showing me all the cool cars and all that stuff. And we get there, and he says, I got one more surprise for you. And I tell you what, that surprise is going to have to wait for just a minute because we got a commercial break coming up already.
Again, another one? Wow, these go quick.
It's cutting. It's really cutting into my story time. We got to do something about this. Vince, you're going to make a call. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Guys, hang tight. We got a lot more coming your way right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Stratford, England?
And, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? Hey, Richard, you know that little town you just said, Stratford? That sounds like a very high society place.
It is in a suburb of an English city that is not London.
Really? It just sounds like very formal.
It does.
Formal.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty highfalutin place.
Highfalutin. I'll tell you.
Let's get back to that awesome shop, because you know, us Hot Rod guys, we love shops.
So, and Sam's shop is, like, it's you know, and this is the thing here, is we're comparing, you know, the Hot Rod guys in the UK to the Hot Rod guys here in the U.S., I'm going to tell you something. Sam's shop, he's got lifts and all, but I love the way it's set up because it's like a country car. Like, if he built horse carriages there, it would work. Like, it's old school looking. I love the building. Like, and it's got, like, the archway doors on it and stuff like that. I mean, it's awesome. You know, and it's a beautiful shop, you know, and he's got his lifts in there and all. And he's showing me his charger, his Fast and Furious charger. And that's where, you know, he was telling me about how they converted it from, it's been converted from gas to electric, back to gas now. And then, of course, you know, the NASCAR chassis and all that stuff. And he showed me all that. And so basically, you took two cars that ran and drove, and right now you have no cars that run and drive.
You've got one car that doesn't.
Exactly. And he goes, precisely. Good job. Good job. And I said, you know how close SEMA is? You know, like, you know, these are still two pieces. They just got done repainting the frame of the NASCAR, all the chassis and stuff, and like they were rolling it in as we got there, and so he let the car down over the chassis so we could see it, you know, together in one piece, and I mean it's going to be killer. Like it's a neat setup all the way around, and it's so crazy how well it fits. Like it really looks at home.
Is this going to be street legal over there?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Describe your definition of legal.
Is it going to get...
It's got like headlights and stuff.
Is it going to be getting pulled over? Like, is London, England...
We got pulled over to Saab, Richard. Yeah, what does it matter?
But London, England is not South Carolina, where if you have blinkers and lights, you're good to go.
Yeah, like over there in Germany and stuff, you got to have all these special...
You got to get...
Everything.
You got to get... It's got to get... I forget what it's called, but it's like licensed every year. We call it an inspection. They call it something else.
But they got to have like certain codes on their wheel, specific wheels,
yeah,
and all this other,
yeah, date codes on their tires and whatnot.
Yeah, it's insane. But I wouldn't see it being a street legal car, but it might be something he could take and run it to.
It's
like
legal-ish.
Ish.
You know, I mean, you say it.
Now, how long would it take him to get that vehicle from there to SEMA shipped? Because you realize he only has 4 months.
It's going to take, you know, a while. It'll take a few weeks to get it over there, probably.
That's what I'm wondering. That's cutting into some. They're going to have to get busy.
Oh, yeah, they're exactly. You know,
and 4 months.
So we were
November.
You can't put that on a truck.
No. Rollbacks don't float on water. That's for sure. And so that's another thing that's interesting. And this is not the first time Sam's brought a car to SEMA. He's been in the the build off a few times. And, of course, he built the Rad Rod Rolls Royce. And, you know, and that thing, that car is like a worldly product. Like, that thing started out, you know, in England, and then it ended up in Mexico.
Really?
And then they had builders in Florida even in on it. I mean, it was a crazy deal all the way around. So Sam's building this Charger. This thing is going to be all the buzz at SEMA. And, you know, so that's definitely cool. But so we're sitting there and we're talking. And then next thing you know, he says, I got another surprise for you. I said, really? You know, what else could we possibly be? What, a bed? Sleep? You know?
We're going to drive another hour. Keep going.
Oh, it gets better. He goes, my buddy just texted me. He's coming by. You're going to love him. He's in a boy band. And I'm like, excuse me? He said, yeah, he's famous. He's famous. You'll love him. And so we got to meet this guy. And this guy is in a boy band called, and his name is Shane, but the name of the band is called Boyzone. And basically, it's the metric equivalent of the Backstreet Boys.
I'm not touching that.
But it is. It's legit. Like, you look it up on YouTube. These guys are, like, huge overseas. And, like, they tour the world still. And this guy pulls up in a G-Wagon that's all tricked out.
Not a bad ride.
And me and him got talking. He's a car guy, you know, and all this stuff. And he's talking about, you know, just the starting thing. And I actually got to interview this guy. I mean, I've never even heard of the band before. But I got to interview him. And we were talking. And we're sitting on this big couch in the middle of you know, his shop. And we're just sitting there talking. And I'm like, what got you into music? He said, I had the right look. And I said, man, that works. He said, I was a mechanic, you know. But And he's a car guy, and they were talking about hot rods and all that stuff. And him and Sam actually filmed a TV pilot, I believe it was, together. And they're working on that now, another TV deal with that. And, I mean, you know, Sam's in and out of all that stuff over there. And so, you know, we do that for a little while, and we film a little bit of YouTube content. We film a little bit for Torque America. We do a photo shoot. Keep in mind now I'm running on about 30 hours now at this point, no sleep.
And you're in another country.
Yeah.
With jet lag.
With jet lag on top of it. You know, I mean, we've already had, we got people falling out already, and I'm still keep trucking, you know? So, here I am. Next thing you know, all his buddies there. So, keep in mind, we've got the videographer, Carl, with Torque American. And then we've got a camera guy and a sound guy. And then we've got Nick, who is also a videographer and a photography guy. There. And Shane from the boy band, Sam and me. And Sam's like, well, you know we're all going out tonight. Now keep in mind, it's about 3:30, 4 o'clock at this point.
Oh my God.
And I said, Sam, buddy, I got to get some sleep somewhere in here. You know, like I'm to the point now I'm not tired anymore. That's scary. You know? Like, I've went from, like, the burning eyes and all that stuff to I'm numb. I'm just like, I'm here. And, like, I'm running on straight caffeine and nicotine at this point. And so we go back. We leave the shop. We go back to London. And so we get there. And we go back to this gorgeous flat that they have out there, which is what they call an apartment in London. And, you know, it's a gorgeous flat. And, beautiful, you know, like multi-floor, like, you know, it's probably, it's three-story, you know, winding staircases, the whole shooting match, you know, and we get there, cobblestone streets and all this stuff, you know, and there's pubs and bars on every corner and all this stuff. And, you know, so Sam's like, hey, why don't you take you a shower, maybe a little power nap? And he said, we'll go out. He said, I got a surprise for you. Sure. Well, power nap was out, because I'm going to tell you something. If I ever close my eyes, I'm not getting up quick at this point, you know?
Not after 30-something hours not sleeping.
So I grab some clothes. I take a shower, you know, and that helped me. That kind of woke me up a little bit, kind of made me feel human again for a little bit. So I walk outside, and I'm standing outside this apartment smoking a cigarette, and Sam comes walking down. He said, our car should be here any time. And I'm like, really? And I heard a rumble in the distance, but I didn't think much about it. And the thing is, in London, there's little cars everywhere. There's no V8 cars riding around, just usually, you know. It's all, you know, four-cylinders or little diesels or whatever.
The roads are really small, too.
Yeah. And what comes pulling up? a 1975 Rolls Royce Silver Spur rumbling out the back. And he says, there's our ride. And this guy gets out. He's, of course, a friend of Sam's. And he said, hey, nice to meet you, Rob. We've heard so much about you and all this stuff. Sam told us you're a legend. And I said, well, Sam probably told you a lie. But okay, we're going to go with that. And so we get in the car, and we decide we're going to go out. And you know what? So we go to a restaurant. We go grab some drinks. And, you know, we go to this first bar. It's an American bar. And, of course, when you're an American in an American bar, you're going to stick out like a turd in a punch bowl. And you know, so naturally, as soon as I talk, they instantly know I'm not from there.
Did they?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I mean, you got the look.
Like I feel like, you know, like when we're here and like somebody from Australia starts talking to you, I'm that guy now. And say my name.
What you doing, chop?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you know, so we're in this American bar and we're having a great time. And it's going great. And, you know, we have a few drinks. And Sam said, well, it's about ready to hit a few more pubs, but we're going to have to drive across town. He said, I'm getting tired with the rolls. He said, I made a call. I got another car coming to get us. And you know what else we got? We got a commercial break coming up again.
Wow.
What did I say about these commercial breaks? I told you to make a call. I'm telling you, kids.
Yeah, they we just keep rolling in.
Killing me.
Guys, we got to pay the bills.
Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.